Well, may the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
So, and just hanging out in the scripture this morning, several, this one really ministered to me in a powerful way. Because in the incarnation, Jesus clothed himself in common humanity. It says that his flesh was like ours, and he was tempted in every way like us, but without sin. And so Jesus didn't take on pristine humanity. He took, and he came as second Adam to redeem our fallenness. And so we say things like Jesus didn't just come to be an example for us, but he came to be an example of us. Again and again, particularly in the Gospel of John, statement like, I did nothing on my own initiative. I only do those things I see the Father doing. I only say those things I hear the Father saying. Well, he's making those statements as the Son of Man because God can do anything God wants to do. But Jesus laid down his right to live that way. It talks about in Luke chapter 4, verse 1, that Jesus was continually filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, that's because it says he was a man continually filled with the Holy Spirit. And because Jesus came to show us, he didn't just come to die for us. He came to live for us, to show us what spirit-filled living is. When a human being is filled with the Holy Spirit and living a spirit-filled life, okay? Doesn't mean he was ever less than God. But Philippians 2, what the church has always understood and believed, is that he laid down his right to live out of his deity so that he could reveal to us as second Adam what first Adam got wrong. This is a place in Acts chapter 2, just to reemphasize that. This is still a fairly new Bible to me. I've had it for some until I can get my old Bible fixed. I'm having to use this. Pages don't turn right. This is in Acts 2 after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In verse 22, it says, "Men of Israel, listen to these words." Now, understand here. Notice, pay attention. Men of Israel, or humans, that bothers you. He's talking to people there. Of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man. So he's speaking to people and referring to Christ as a person. A man exhibited on exhibition. The word is a man, and the word is like the real deal on display. Jesus, a real deal man on display to you by God, with miracles and wonders and signs which God performed through him in your midst. In John 14, and then we'll get the passage that Father Aaron read. Sorry, I've forgotten what number 14 is. In verse 10, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father," Jesus said, "and the Father's in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works." All righty, now John 5, where Aaron read. Jesus said, another one of those places where Jesus said, "I can do nothing on my own initiative." He said the same thing in John 5:19, John 5:30, John 8:28, John 12:49. So Holy Spirit wants him to say that over and over. You'd understand that when we see the life that Jesus lived, he didn't live that life as deity. He lived that life as humanity, filled with the Holy Spirit. And it was the Father by the Spirit doing the works and doing the life through him. So much so, when he says, "I can do nothing on my own initiative," so I'm going to do a little bit of grammar stuff off, but this is the kind of way the Lord speaks to me in my devotional a lot, but sometimes it's so cool and so fun that it just brings things alive, okay? And so when Jesus says here, "I can do nothing," the grammar here is, I'm subdued. I'm not allowed myself to do anything. I do nothing on my own initiative. So every time those verses I mentioned, John 5:19, 5:38, 28, 12:49, where we just saw it, John 14:10, where he uses the word initiative, I just did a little thing to study that. I thought, I preached that for a gazillion years. But when I began, when I looked it up, that's really not the word. It's just the word, I can do nothing of myself. So it's not just he didn't initiate things, but he didn't do anything. When he prayed for somebody, he didn't do that on his own. He did nothing on his own. Why is that? Because he was revealing to us how we were intended to live. Just as the Father, by the Spirit, lived the life through him, Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, lives his life in and through us. Apart from him, we can do nothing, nor should we ever try. And do all things in him who continually strengthens me with his strength. So he says, I'm surrendered to this reality that I do nothing on my own. Then he says, but as I hear, I judge. And so the word judge in the New American Standard is by far the best translation. But it's an unfortunate translation because the word judge there just means to separate. And so it uses the word like order, you're making judgment. You can separate this from that and you get it right. But it means to distinguish, to discern. So Jesus is talking about the way he lived life. He said, I can do nothing of myself, but as I hear, I discern. Do this or do that. Because again, Jesus said, I only do those things I see the Father doing. I only say those things I hear the Father saying. Now understand, that's an example of union. That's an example of normal Christianity. You and I are moving towards that kind of surrender where you can say, I do nothing on my own initiative. They only do those things I hear Jesus saying. Where? Out there in heaven? No, he lives in you by the Spirit. So again, we live by faith, right? Without faith, please God. Romans 14:23 says, that which is not of faith is sin. But faith comes by hearing and hearing a word of Christ. Not a word about Christ, but the Christ living in you, by the Holy Spirit speaking to you, revealing himself to you in each circumstance, so that you can reckon with him, so you can move in participation with him, so that it's him doing the works through you, that it's him living the life through you. So I don't know what situation you find yourself in, and you're thinking, I just don't know if I can take this anymore. You never in the first place. You have to come to that place where in him you have that same disposition. You surrender to his disposition. I can do nothing of myself. But the good news is what makes you a Christian is you're not just of yourself anymore. You've been joined to the life of Christ. You're crucified with Christ, nevertheless you live, but not you, but it's Christ who lives in you. And the King James gets this one right, and the life which we now live in the flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God. See, I live by his faith. Just as in his humanity, he lived by the faith of the Father. If you heard the Father say, pray for this person, Jesus was living by the Father's faith in his own ability to heal this person. Jesus said it was the Father who did the works. The Father performed the miracles through him. It's Christ who lives in us. It's Christ who lives in you. And it's so simple. There's nothing deep about it, but it's so simple. We stumble over that all the time. Do nothing of my own initiative or of myself. As I hear, I discern. And my discernment is righteous. And here's the reason. Why was Christ so sure? Why was he so confident what he was hearing was the Father by the Spirit saying, do this next, do this next. We're going to do this. Join me here, join me here, join me here. He said, because I do not seek. And the language here is I never seek at any my will, but the will of him who sent me. You mean it's that childlike? Is that simple? That the degree to which you are surrendered, and it's not about you, but it's about Him and His will, it's to that degree that you're simply in surrender that you get to experience Him doing His will in your life and through your life? That's the life and life more abundant Jesus promised to give us. That's the life that bears the fruit of, in your life, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. And that's a pretty good life. It's a rocking way to live. Amen?
Amen.
When I read this today, I thought, wow. Jesus was so surrendered to do anything apart from the will of His Father. And because of that, the Father was able to communicate to Him constantly what His will is, so that Jesus could participate in that. Same thing. Same thing with us. He was second Adam. He revealed to us, He was the real deal, what it's like to live the human life in this world. See, now you understand when Jesus said, in this world you have tribulation. He said, in me you'll have peace. In the world, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. And that's the one who lives in you. Okay?
Amen.
All right, well, I just invited you into my private prayer time, Bible study time. But love you so much. The Christian life's not easy, is it? It's impossible, actually. And it's designed to be that way, so that you would stop trying to do what only Christ can do through you. So you'll finally surrender in childlike faith, who alone can live the Christian life, Jesus Himself. And He's already proved it in humanity, and He'll do it again in yours. Amen?
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's stand together.